Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Yes, yes, yes. It's that time of the week where John and I get to take a load off.
We've kidnapped a Bass FM DJ and dragged him down to BFM, and we're going to shake all the good music he's got
keeping
out of his laptop.
Keeping it in the local Auckland fam.
Everything that starts with B is okay by me.
Now, how are you, Mr. Murray Sweetpants?
I'm very, very well, thank you. I'm kind of feeling like that this is the summer that just keeps on giving when it comes to good times. Like, forget about the fact that I got completely soaked to my undies.
Your outfit's fighting the weather. 100%.
This is a second outfit for the day, because I spent 20 minutes on my scooter dressed in a t-shirt and shorts.
Not scoot life though.
Yeah,
scoot
absolutely. Life. And you know, you get soaked to your undies every now and again in life, and you feel alive. But aside from like the bullshit Auckland weather, just so much fun this summer.
Yeah,
like,
fair enough.
Just like I'm just thinking back, like December was a blast, and then I was at Rhythm and Vines, and then I did the High Life New Year's Day, and then I've done Sonar and all these other massive things. There's just, we're so spoiled for.
I feel like I'm a little
times.
Bit, I've been behind the eight ball a little bit, like Laneway came a bit quick for me. I'm trying to get my head around Splore. It's going to be a big deal.
Now, you're at Splore.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
I have the joy for the second year in a row of opening the Crystal Palace stage on Friday at midday.
That's the zaniest stage, right?
Lucky Star, I think, is the zaniest one. Crystal Palace. I was like, when John booked me, I was like, what the hell is the Crystal Palace stage? It's the one, you know, you walk past the main stage and there's that little beach shack further down.
Yes.
That's officially apparently called the Crystal Palace.
Okay, nice.
So what I've done very cleverly is I've gone, yes please, I'll play Explore, but I don't want to have to deal with it like remaining calm and keeping my shit together for the weekend. I'm going to do my set at midday Friday, get a few people in early, and then after 2 p.m.
Let's go.
I will actually be on a boat on Friday afternoon. I've got a friend who's bringing his boat round, and he's set up turntables on his boat.
Sick.
How good is that?
Will he be competing with stages, or is it just kind of like a private party?
I think we'll just probably
will
maybe
be a little dinghy?
We'll shift it between the main stage and the Crystal Palace so that there's not too much sound bleed.
I'm curious about security with that kind of thing. Like, can boats just cruise up and then?
I think you can, but if you want to come ashore, you've got to have the wristband.
Okay. I have fond memories of being at Explore, and over the PA went, hey, everyone just stay out of this part of the beach for a bit. Someone's dumped their shit out of the toilet from their boat.
Literally.
Cheers, everybody.
If you're taking a boat, be responsible.
That's not cool. That's
be
not
a responsible boatie, all right?
It was not what you wanted to hear over the PA.
No, sir.
People didn't rush out of the water either.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we've come this far.
Hey, now you've brought a stack of tunes with you.
Yeah, I was kind of like, well, what do I do? Because, you know, I like playing tunes after dark, but then I'm playing tunes at lunchtime, and then it's 6 p.m. now. So I went across the board. And I've got a few local things. And I thought what I might do is one of the highlights of last year, Friday night, it's a tenuous link, but bear with me. Last year, Friday night, it poured with rain, and Aroha and MC Tali were playing around about 11 o'clock-ish. And it was one of the absolute highlights of the festival, as far as I was concerned. It was pretty muddy one last year.
It was very. Grunty.
And so the track I've got...
It was for true believers.
Absolutely, absolutely. The track I've got is by Ahori Buzz.
Nice.
Which has got nothing to do with those two, except I'm led to believe that the vocals on this track called Providence are actually Natalia Shepherd, MC Tali.
Far out.
So, see, tenuous link. There's more where that came from.
Works for me.
It's making me
You're with BFM.
Indeed.
Murray Sweetpants, guest selecting here for What's Cooking.
That was a hoary buzz.
It's arms across the airwaves.
That one was called Providence, and you're saying MC Tally.
Someone will text in if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
5395, prove us wrong. We'd like to learn.
Absolutely. I'm not saying I'm, you know, some sort of guru. More of a swami than a guru, thanks. Tali's super cool and just written a book as well. Did you know that about her?
No.
Yeah, she's written a fiction novel.
John's halfway through a book, actually. It's kind of been taking a while, eh, John? I've been chipping away.
Like writing one?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I forgot. My life story.
Your memoirs.
Still working on it.
Mm.
It's not that good of a story, but...
Where are you at with your memoirs?
Maybe my first day of school.
Have you set your goals too high? Maybe, you know, I mean, everyone's got a book in them, but
I can't quite remember.
I'm more of a pamphlet guy. I might just write a pamphlet.
it's just a place in Rotorua. That's John's life. I feel like we should just get straight back into music. What else have you got kicking around?
I've got another local one, which is, again, not really local, because it's Mark DeClive Lowe.
Okay.
Who's sort of local. Mm. Yeah, I mean, he's from here, but now he lives in LA and is... been in London and is, I think, outside of New Zealand actually a real big deal, but not that many people in New Zealand.
One of our biggest exports musically in the last few years, isn't he? Mm. I spoke to him on the phone a few weeks ago and he was lovely to chat to.
Yeah, good dude, eh? Mm. Good dude. I had the pleasure of going to a gig with him that he was playing in LA a couple of years ago. Got off the plane, ditched my family after a long flight, and went and saw Danny Crivet DJ and Mark DeClive Lowe play live on a Sunday night. And he took the time, because I'd done a couple of interviews with him as well, took the time to come over and say hello and say, "Wow, look at you, you're in LA, thanks for coming out." So he's not just a very talented musician, but a very nice gentleman as well.
Excellent.
There's a track here I've got called Hot Music by him. It's him covering something else, but it's jazzy, baby.
Dank. Let's keep it dank and steamy. You're with BFM, Murray Sweetpants, selecting.
Down Explore, of course.
Butte.
That was Mark the Clove Low playing down at Splore. Not this weekend, but the following.
With Omar, apparently, as well. They're playing together, and apparently that's quite a thing to see.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, it was on the Instagram, because that's what the kids do these days. So, yeah, you guys are on the internet now.
Yeah, we're on the internet.
Is Omar in town? I think I heard whispers of Omar is in town.
Could be, because I think there's a Wellington show or something.
Oh,
and
we're
then they're playing
around going,
in
Omar's in town, John.
I think we were maybe trying to hustle to get him in here just
Omar,
to hit a floor.
I was doing shit like that around the office.
I had a meeting at the Pullman Hotel just down the road today, and
a meeting at the Pullman Hotel. Oh, right, sweet.
They do have a lovely pool. I was like, Robbie Williams is here, eh? And the guy was like, no, he's not, yes.
The old nod.
So I just hung out in the lobby hoping for, you know, Robbie Williams to come by.
Let him entertain you.
Okay. I promise you I won't play any Robbie Williams.
And I'm sure, well, you get a couple of bars out of me before I'd shut that down, probably.
Hang on a second, I know what this is.
Hey, what the fuck?
Hey. Splore is such a great time, isn't it? I love the fact that nighttime animals and daytime families can coexist so
there
beautifully.
There is a grey
together.
Area there. There is.
But everyone's quite respectful, and, you know.
It's a community buzz. What time are you on?
I'm playing lunchtime on the Friday. If you're in Thursday night, then come on down and throw cans at me and boo and hiss, and that's thing. I'm used to it. You guys were talking about this Samsung thing that you're doing, though. Are we allowed to mention that?
Yes.
I think if you set one of those up in the kids' area, so you can have a camera in the kids' area.
No, just to elaborate, Samsung are providing TVs that we're going to be placing in certain areas that the punters, that's you and John and I, we're going to be cruising around, and you can have a look at the TV and see what's going on in another area. And then Murray astutely said, well, can we just put one in the kids' area and use it as like a baby monitor scenario? Because it's kind of a people monitor anyway.
I'm taking a 10-year-old and an 11-year-old along, and this is my daughter Natalia, who's the 11-year-old.
Stay in front of the camera? Kids will do that all day.
It's her fifth Splore, so she doesn't really need supervision. She knows what's what. She knows where everything's at. It would be nice to feel mildly responsible if I could just, while I'm in the bar, look up and go, oh, yeah, they're still there.
Fifth Splore, that's a season pro for a
little
kid.
As I've done.
That's strong, man.
And we made the mistake of taking our children early, and now, of course, when they find out that it's coming around again,
it's
they're like
Christmas.
Well, you can't go without us.
Yeah.
So,
that's
no fun. Although, it's a lot of fun as well. Take your families. Take your children, everyone.
I doubt.
You guys know Bobby Brazuca, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he heard a rumour he is sort of lightening up on the DJ stuff, because there's a new Latin Aotearoa album coming out this year, and he wants to concentrate on doing band things. But he's playing at Splore. He's one of my faves.
He's a really lovely dude, actually. We had him up here not so long ago, didn't we, John?
For this very feature.
Hell, is there anyone you haven't met?
All the peeps around town. We're getting through them. Auckland's got a strong group of selectors, that's for sure.
18 years I've been DJing. It's the first invitation I got.
Hey, you're welcome.
Who turned down the spot so I could come in? That's what I want to know. Jeez. Anyway, I'm going to play a little Latin Aotearoa thing from a couple of years back. It's them covering another local favourite, Lady Six.
Oh, rad.
Yeah, have you heard this? You know the Lady Six song, Walk Right Up?
Yes.
Yeah, well, this is the Latin Aotearoa version.
Matt. Ooh, skadoosh.
Alguna vez lo que sea que sabemos, historias que no son lo que son. En todo un rollo se me va el día, me huele, nene, que te vas de mí.
tengo que contar. Oye, ten cuidado, di la verdad, sé justo y todo se te dará. Te tengo que cantar del amor y la amistad, sacrificio, compromiso. Dame, dame tu atención, escúchame por favor. Y me pongo en el centro. Oye, de frente yo te veo. Desde el centro yo te siento. De frente yo no temo. Y si el barco va para abajo, ay, yo te tengo parado. No te dejo desamparado, siempre estoy a tu lado. Y si el barco va para abajo, y yo te tengo parado, ay, no te dejo desamparado, siempre estoy a tu lado. Y si el barco va para abajo, ay, yo te tengo parado, no te dejo desamparado, siempre estoy a tu lado. Y si el barco va para abajo, yo te tengo parado, ay, no te dejo desamparado.
And we're back in the room.
Should we clear up some confusion?
Yes, please. Because so I was that, like, that's not, that doesn't sound on. Like Lady Six.
Well, that's because it's not Lady Six.
Perfect.
It's Jennifer Zaya, who's the vocalist from Latin Alterador.
But it was a Lady Six tune.
Covering the Lady Six tune, but in a Spanish style.
It was a beaut, I tell
Isn't
you
that
what.
A doozy. Imagine listening to that in the sunny afternoon while your toes had lapped up by the sea.
Done and done. I just thought John and I had a lightning bolt because Lady Six, we have a brag. Lady Six is playing O Week gig in the park on Friday, March the 2nd. And we also have K2K and Nada Labyrinth and Eno and Dirty as well playing as well. Thanks to Jägermeister. And it's 100% free. So come down. It's the afternoon right before Auckland City Limits. So come down for a little chill afternoon before we push the boat right out that weekend, I guess.
Thanks to Jägermeister.
It's an after dinner aperitif.
Just
isn't
a Friday.
It?
Yeah, of course.
And it's a digestive.
Yeah, or you can have it at breakfast if you're feeling unwell.
Or you can just have a million and forget about it.
Yeah, thanks, Jägermeister. That's how you're supposed to say it.
Jäger.
Hey, how cool is K2K?
Oh, yeah, she's rad.
She's choice. Does she live here now? Isn't she from Wellington?
She DJs on this very radio station, I'm pretty sure.
I assume she must... That's a hell of a commute.
I think she's local now, yeah. I don't know everything about everything, but I'm pretty sure.
She was at the little staff meeting we had ahead of Splore last night, so I'm assuming she must
playing Splore
be in
as
town.
Well, yeah.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. One of the many, many fine acts you'll see over the 3 days.
No doubt. It's actually... Man, we folded out the nitty gritty lineup, and that's vast. We're looking at a flyer on the wall with like 30 artists or something, but the ones with just all the little art installation and all those names of people was just like, wow, it's a lot of people.
Well, we talked about
performing,
fruity Lucky Star stage and everything. That's always a fun time when you've had a couple of Jägermeisters and you're just wandering around in the dark looking for entertainment.
A little mule, maybe a little chug, a little ginger beer in there, call it a mule leg jump. Or a little lime in there.
Boy, you're making me thirsty.
It's hot.
Of course, responsibly. Of course, drinking responsibly.
Hey, look, yeah. If you hang out with me, it's responsible.
We're here for a good time.
Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. If I could humour you for one more.
Go on.
I've got two, but I'll push my luck. Another stretch. Another guy who you may or may not have heard of on the lineup that's playing on Saturday down at the Crystal Palace stage is a guy from Melbourne called Eddie Mack. And Eddie is...
John's nodding as he knows things.
We've also done a What's Cooking with Eddie Mack.
Really?
As well.
Yeah.
We get around.
I tell you what, if you're out there listening and text us in on 5395 if you haven't done this feature.
We get the best. That's what's going on.
So Eddie Mack, a couple of years ago I met him through John Morales, who's playing, the legendary John Morales, who's been like producing and doing things since before I was alive, and I'm not a young man. John kind of hangs out with Eddie when he's in Australia, and Eddie's coming over here, and he took me, I went to Melbourne for my birthday a couple of years back. And in the 3 days I was there, I think I probably slept about 5.5 hours, and it was all because of Eddie Mack. He is he's kind of like the underground king of Melbourne. Like, he knows everyone. He's brought over every artist.
That's a strong scene as well.
Yeah, and it's a hell of a scene to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And this track here is by an artist called His Purple Majesty, and the loose connection here is Eddie Mack got a call one day. He was on a tram on his way home from his day job, got a call and said, "Hey, what are you up to tonight? Can you be at this place with a box of records at 11 p.m. and he was like, "Okay, sure, whatever Turns out Eddie was playing the Prince after party in Melbourne.
Oh, snap.
And one of the few times that Prince has ever actually got up and had a dance was Eddie and his buddy that played the party invited them to come and play in Sydney as well. And as legend has it, the after the Sydney show, Prince was like, "I kind of want waffles, but I kind of want..." There was another dish. And he was like, "I'm not sure, but waffles or pancakes," or they were quite separate dishes. And Eddie knew a place in Melbourne in the Rocks that did them both. And so got to go and have waffles and stuff with Prince. And so, yeah, if you see Eddie Mack on the lineup, outstanding DJ. And just don't ever drop him back at a hotel, because you will not leave that room. Just come up for a cup of tea, and then like 9 hours later, you'll still be hearing stories about things like having waffles with Prince and stuff. So this track here is called Money Don't Matter Tonight by His Purple Majesty. It's the Dr. Soul tribute, and I'm just playing it because I like it lots. Prince, I can do that, eh?
Prince kind of strikes me as more of a cronut kind of guy.
Thank you.
charge here.
Can we, do you know, can I actually hit you with another coincidence? I started the show with a Prince song.
Wow, look at that.
It's freaky, eh, John?
Wow.
John's freaking out. Look at his face.
I just stopped.
Murray Sweetpants, you know, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Hey,
some
was
really
fun.
Nice sifty cuts.
Yeah, thank you very much. So there was a lot of pressure on my shoulders. I got the call for this. It was like,
you basically listed off all the people that did it before you as well, somehow, in a weird way.
Well, now I know there was even more pressure. If I hadn't known who else had been in and done this, it's like I'm in the mastermind chair or something. Yeah.
Our pleasure.
Like, I want to sign off those real people today or something like that.
So you're kind of kicking off Splore in a sense as well.
I'm going to cut the ribbon.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to take my own ribbon down and cut it.
Nice.
The Crystal Palace stage down the small beachside stage. It was known as a rum shack in the past, but you probably can't say that because that's promoting beverage consumption.
True.
Midday Friday, and then just look out for me lurking around with my harem on Saturday night.
Sweet. Well, we shall see you down there.
Yeah.
We'll be down there first thing to catch you. We're going to go down on Thursday. So.
I'm kind of thinking about the Rothmans rally now. Just thinking about...
you can't call it that.
They're Benson and Hedges tenor, so...
Boy. Hey, so can I carve out a watermelon and chuck some booze in it, can I chuck it in the bus when you guys cruise in?
Yes.
I'm doing that, but then my head's doing that stuff.
Fruit. Yeah, okay, like Robbie Williams is not in this hotel.
This is an off-air conversation.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Hey, thanks again.
Thank you, lads. This has been a blast.
Right on.
Ding! That was What's Cooking on 95BFM.